Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July holiday. Great to be back with you here on this Monday morning. You know what? I've got the audio. I've now got the audio in hand and permission to share it with you from Dan Bongino's producers. Dan Bongino had a great conversation with Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. And then, of course, Dan Bongino was here in Montana over the 4th of July holiday. Got permission to share that audio with you. I'll play that for you here at some point in this hour of the program. Plus, Matthew Boyle with Breitbart News sat down with Senator Steve Daines, where Senator Daines warns of Senate Democrats' plan for a radical power grab if they hold on to the U.S. Senate this November. We'll get to that. Plus, you know, normally I'll kick off the program here with a little monologue, a little opening segment monologue from me. But why don't we start with one of your phone calls? We got a caller already on the phone lines here on this Monday morning. Nancy in Roundup, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, good morning, everyone. And Roundup, it tripled in size and population this past weekend. It was unbelievable. I am so proud of Roundup and Musselshell County. The show of patriotism was here was just absolutely astonishing and amazing. Cowboys and cowgirls, they were everywhere showing our flags, our colors. It was just an amazing, amazing patriotic weekend in Roundup, Montana. So thank you, Roundup, Montana, and everyone who participated in a show of patriotism and loyalty to our country. But I want to say I have noticed Facebook censoring more, and so has everyone else. They are taking down American Civil War pages and groups. And to make matters worse, in the state of California, Gavin Newsom, the governor, is going to sign a bill for reparations. It's a $15 million bill that's going to add $15 million to their already $145 billion debt in that state for programs. And it's going to start off with a tremendous apology for racist slavery in this country that we had nothing to do with. And I just want to say that that's bad juju. It's going to set off fireworks all across this country. But I don't know about you, but if Kamala Harris gets into the White House, it's going to be all about reparations and about DEI. And I'm not quite sure Grandpa Joe is going to relinquish the keys to the White House that easily. He says he isn't. But there's a tremendous push to keep her in. You know, she was Obama's choice for a VP. So he's pushing.
She's been a disaster.
Yeah.
Her poll numbers are even worse than Joe Biden's poll numbers are. And then Gavin Newsom, I mean, what a train wreck he's been in California. He's a radical leftist. Why they think that he in some way could be the Hail Mary pass winner. It's just crazy. Nancy, I ran into one of your neighbors out in Martinsdale for the street dance. And we had a great time in Martinsdale at the Mint Bar. Had those great Wagyu burgers from the Avalanche Ranch. Anyway, it was cool running into one of your neighbors. He said, "You're such a great, great neighbor. You've even come and pulled weeds out of his garden." So he just
couldn't. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
Great guy.
Securing America.
In a major reversal for President Biden, the administration will now help deport U.S.-bound migrants before they even reach the border, striking a deal with Panama to screen and deport migrants at the Darien Gap, the only land crossing between South and Central America, and a major stepping stone for migrants who often fly into South America. Some 520,000 migrants used the gap last year. Here's Wilson Center's Beatrice Nice.
What they're hoping is that by the end of the year, in the next few months, migrants will say, you know what, it's just not worth me doing this.
President Biden's new approach, limiting asylum, capping arrivals, enlisting Latin America, is not unlike President Trump's regional approach, asking Guatemala and Mexico to tighten their borders to strengthen ours. In this deal, Panama does the screening, and the U.S. taxpayer foots the bill for all flights across the globe. In Los Angeles, William LaJeunesse, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we had such a great time in Martinsdale last Tuesday night. And then, of course, big thanks to David Noble for filling in on the show Wednesday morning. It was nice to be able to sleep in. Great accommodations at the Crazy Mountain Inn there, and great burgers, the Wagyu beef burgers from the Avalanche Ranch that they've got on tap at the Mint Bar there in Martinsdale. What a great backdrop. And I didn't mention it on the radio, but it was really cool. The live band that was playing, guess who the drummer, and I didn't even know he was a singer too, Attorney General Austin Knutson, was the drummer in the band that was playing during the street dance last Tuesday night as well. So it was just a great time in Martinsdale, and then got to hang out with some great folks near Harlow over the 4th, as always, as well. Just such incredible people, and so nice to allow us to camp out on the ranch along with so many other great family members and family members of theirs and friends. And so just an incredible holiday, just a reminder of what an incredible country, an incredible state that we are blessed to live in here in Montana and here in America. But, yeah, it was fun. Nancy and Roundup, it was fun hearing her phone call because, yeah, what got to meet so many great listeners in Martinsdale Tuesday night as well, because we did one of our events. We did one of our gift card giveaways, one of our Bidenomics events, where we handed out gift cards to folks who were coming to the Mint for dinner, you know, to help you fight inflation. These are these events that we've been doing with Americans for Prosperity Montana, where we've been, you know, helping people combat the inflation that Joe Biden and John Tester's disastrous policies have been causing. And so I got to meet Nancy and Roundup's neighbor, Brian. And Brian was telling me, man, that Nancy, she is nonstop. She is always moving. She is always working. Apparently, Brian has a big garden in his yard. And he's like, man, it's like I'm so bad at weeding my garden and getting the weeds out of my garden. Brian, that's why I don't garden. I just hate pulling weeds. But anyway, he said, you know, one day he looks out his window. There's Nancy weeding his garden, just helping out, just being a helpful neighbor. And but Nancy was telling me during the break, she says, oh, Brian is just a great guy. He's a great neighbor. He gives so generously to the local food bank. So she thought, you know what? I should help him out. He helps the whole community out. I should help him out. So neighbors helping neighbors. That's what Montana is all about. Francis in Big Fork next up on the phone lines. What's going on, Francis?
Well, I was just wondering if anybody heard from Tester. He was in our parade, and so was Zinke and family, and at Big Fork, and there were hundreds of people there, maybe even thousands, I don't know. It was people to people. But anyhow, you know, Tester, I haven't heard anything from him. You know, he lied so good about Biden. Now he has to take back that lie, too, with the rest of his lies.
Well, that's why he's been in hiding. Yeah, he was in hiding for almost a week. I saw some photos. I think he finally showed up in Arlee. And it's like, well, where have you been, John? It's like, oh, yeah, after your policies are deliberately harming and targeting Indian country. Oh, now you want to act like you care about Indian country all of a sudden. You know, typical two-faced Tester. But you're right. So you didn't see him. The Big Fork 4th of July parade is one of the best ones out there. You didn't see him there. He wasn't at the parade for the Buck and Horse Sale in Miles City. He wasn't even in Butte for St. Paddy's Day. Why is John Tester afraid to show his face in Butte, Montana?
Because he lied to him. That's why. And liars are usually cowards, too.
He can hide behind all these commercials that Chuck Schumer is paying for.
Yes. And, you know, people are getting sick of him, too, Shady Sheehy.
With the Shady Sheehy ads, yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah. And, you know, and he's such a nice guy and down to earth. And look what he's done for our country. I mean, how much danger did he put himself in? He could have got killed many times. They almost got him.
You're talking about, of course, Tim Sheehy, the Navy SEAL veteran and Republican Senate candidate. You know, I'll tell you what, the people in Martinsdale sure love the entire Sheehy family. I was talking with one young mom. She's got little kids, and I think I'm okay to share this story. I won't use any names. But she said, you know, I'm down the street outside. They got a great little coffee shop and smoothie shop there in Martinsdale, too, right down the block from the Mint. And great owner. Got to chat with her. But this one young mom was saying, you know, my little girl, she's running around. It was chilly out. It was cold outside. And she's just running around in a T-shirt. She says Carmen Sheehy, who is Tim Sheehy's wife, who also served our country. She served as a Marine. He served as a Navy SEAL. Carmen Sheehy literally took the sweatshirt off of her back. She had a tank top on underneath, something like that. And even though the sun wasn't out, the guns were out. So because Carmen Sheehy's pretty tough, too, right? She takes the sweatshirt off and gives it to this little girl and says, you know what? You can just keep this sweatshirt. And she's like, I didn't even know who that was. Come to find out, this is, you know, Tim Sheehy's wife, Carmen. That's just who these people are. They literally take the shirt off their own back to help out their neighbors. Neighbors helping neighbors. And meanwhile, old flip-flop, flat-top, two-faced John Tester, he wants to raise your taxes. If he gets put back in there, you can guarantee the death tax is coming back, which is going to mean death for family farms and ranches across Montana. The guy is flooding this state with meth and fentanyl from the Mexican drug cartels that are targeting our reservations in particular because of his open border policies. I mean, that's the choice that Montanans have this November right there. Francis, great to hear from you. We got Tim in Billings next up right after this. 406-294-0970 is the number for you if you got something you want to talk about. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. Francis in Big Fork asked a very good question. Where was John Tester? Where was John Tester? Because he obviously went into hiding several days after the disastrous debate performance by Joe Biden. So where is John Tester? Now, we know that the fake news Montana media, not all of them, but most of them are the fake news. We know, and even those that aren't the fake news, they're still not allowed to report real news or ask tough questions. Most of them, most of the time. But especially when it comes to two-faced John Tester. Did anybody, I need to ask this question via Twitter because maybe I missed it. You know, I took some time off. I still tried to scroll through the news. Did anybody in the fake news Montana media even report on the fact that John Tester did this high-dollar fundraiser in California with Adam Schiff? You know, the liar-in-chief, Adam Schiff, the Democrat Senate candidate there, the Democrat congressman who constantly, repeatedly lied about President Trump. He lied about Russia, Russia, Russia. The guy should have been thrown out. He should be brought up on charges himself for the deliberate lies that he threw out there to undermine the United States of America and the president of the United States of America. But this is the guy that two-faced Tester was doing a fundraiser with in the immediate aftermath of Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance. Did anybody in the Montana media report on that fundraiser? I mean, if so, send me a link. Send me something. I haven't seen it. But like I say, this was a busy holiday week, so maybe I missed it. Tim in Billings is next up on the phone lines. What's going on, Tim?
Aaron, you want to know where John Tester is? He's putting all of his girth and riding the fence. Hopefully that fence is made in Montana and it can support his substantial, his substantial girth that Mr. Hog Trough Tester.
It's a bison fence. You need it. It's like if you got a bison ranch, you got to have different fencing than if you got a cattle ranch.
I don't know. Maybe we need the guys that made the fences at Jurassic Park, you know, because he's a behemoth. But anyway, I digress. So that radio host who had Joe Biden on, where he said he was the first black woman vice president, whatever he mumbled out incoherently. Did you know that she has recently been fired since that interview?
I saw that. Yeah. Why did they fire her? I mean, she did
That's
the job that she did the job she's supposed to do. She, you know, the White House gave her the pre-scripted questions and she did what anybody in the liberal media is supposed to do. You are just supposed to read the pre-scripted questions that the Biden White House gives you. So why would they fire her?
She exposed that the emperor has no clothes. She didn't hit the cough button enough times or fast enough or long enough or whatever so that the rest of the world couldn't hear exactly how delusional this guy is. Either that or she really messed up and said, yeah, we got the questions ahead of time. They gave us the question. She admitted that it's all just a scam anyways. And so, you know, she shouldn't have done that. She should have just played along, played dumb.
See, that's the answer. That's the answer. She was honest. She talked about it. She told the truth. She said, yeah, we got the questions from the Biden White House, and I read the pre-scripted questions. Tim, I don't even do this for our friends, like fellow conservatives, because, hey, look, any communications director, press secretary, they're doing their job. If they can, they'll make it easy on their guy, their candidate, their gal, right?
Their job.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not going to, like, throw a temper tantrum if they say, hey, can you send us your questions that you want to ask? I'll just either, A, won't answer, or I'll politely say, you know what, I never do that. Plus, Tim, you know me. I'm never organized enough to have my questions scripted ahead of time anyway. We just roll with it around here, right? And so,
that's the scattergun approach.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, we got too many other things going on. I got camping to do on the weekends. You think I've got time to pre-script questions? No. But I think that's why this Philadelphia radio host got fired is because she talked about what you're not supposed to talk about, which is the truth. On these liberal radio stations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why she's now looking for another job. But, you know, she'll probably land on her feet. There's a lot of people out there looking for, people that will check boxes and will just parrot the liberal lines. So I'm sure she'll be all right. She just may not be able to do it in Philadelphia again.
Now, I see here that she works for – how do they describe her radio show? I didn't know radio shows are black or white. I mean, I know the host could be black or white. I didn't know a radio show could be a white show or a black show. When did we start segregating the radio airwaves? Are separate but equal radio stations. Only white people can listen to this radio station. Only black people can they describe it as a black radio show in Philadelphia. Let me see here. So what I'm wondering is this. Is the host, is she a black woman? I mean, Joe Biden in this interview claimed to be a black woman, but is the host of this radio show a black woman?
It's 2024, Aaron. They can identify however they want. The woman is the show. The show is the woman. Joe Biden is a black woman. I'm an intergalactic toaster that shoots fireballs for my arse, you know? So whatever. Whatever anybody wants to be or do, they can do it.
So even though she's got blonde hair, she's got red hair. She is a black woman. So this is the other thing that's really interesting about this. I'm so glad you called in, Tim, to bring up this topic. This is why I love open phones. So a black woman, a real black woman, just lost her job because she told the truth about some angry old white guy who claimed to be a black woman.
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
Next Joe Biden's gonna be trying to compete in women's sports, you know?
Oh,
that
my
might
goodness.
Be a good thing. I'd love to see Joe Biden step on the wrestling mat against any of these Montana girls that wrestle because they would twist him up and touch a pretzel, you know.
Man,
he'd take him out back.
He'd take him out to the dugout, out to behind the schoolyard out there.
He'd love that, though. You know, he does have a history of groping and sniffing young girls. But I think the Montana girls, they'd surely be able to fend for themselves.
They'd handle him, that's for sure. All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Think about this, though. Joe Biden is struggling with the black vote. He's struggling with the Hispanic vote. A black woman just lost her job for telling the truth about an angry old white guy named Joe Biden, who called himself a black woman in the interview. Like Tim said it the best, make it make sense. Make it make sense. Let's see, who do we got next up? Oh, Mark in the Paradise Valley. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, great. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I listened to some of this stuff that Tester has going on the ears, and it just burns my cookies. He takes in, tries to do a personal assault against a military vet. They say that, oh, he's from out of state. Well, you know, when you're serving the military, you're going to be out of state.
Out of
I know
country.
When we came back to the end, we came back into the country, we got pulled over because we had U.S. license plates, and the cop says, where in the United States are you from? My dad had to explain that. My dad served in Guam, Korea, and Vietnam. And that just burns my cookies to hear some fat bureaucrat diminish the character of the U.S. military service personnel.
Yeah.
And if everybody wants to say, oh, he's a rich man, how much money did John Tester just spend on eating? $1 million. That's more than the average American citizen makes in a year, and he's spending it on his food. And it looks like he spent it on his food. My goodness. Piss on my back and tell me it's raining. Not in America.
Well, I hear the anger and frustration, and I think that's a righteous anger that's in your voice, because you're exactly right. This Washington fat cat, how dare you attack this family for not being in Montana? Yeah, because he was in Iraq, and he was in Afghanistan, and he was in several South American countries and other Middle Eastern countries. And where the hell were you, John Tester? Oh, that's right.
In a restaurant.
$1.2 million this guy spent at fancy Washington establishments like the Bistro B and the Bistro Cacao. Oh, but you want to take shots at military families because they weren't living in Montana. Because they were overseas saving your behind while you were throwing them under the bus, while you were tying their hands behind their back, while you kept them in these forever wars and simultaneously tied their hands behind their backs. No, every single veteran in this state needs to know exactly who this two-faced John Tester is. I think more and more are being exposed to it. Mark, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970. Who do we got next up? Oh, Bill. Bill is driving down Highway 212. Bill, what's going on? Might have lost Bill. Okay, I'm here in silence. Bill, are you still there? Going once, going twice?
Yeah, I'm there.
Hey, sold. All right, go ahead.
Okay, first, thank you for your service.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you. Yeah, he must be driving on Highway 212 because the cell signal is obviously cutting out. All right, apologize, Bill. Tell you what, Bill, send me a message on the Montana Talks app, and if you get a chance to pull over, send me a quick message, and I'll read your message over the air. Sorry about the cell service down there. John Tester would have improved your cell phone coverage during the last 18 years there, but he had to send all your money to all these other countries all over the world. So sorry, your cell phone coverage sucks. But he's been sending your money to illegal aliens and to all of these other countries all over the world. All right, let's see. We got to take a quick break. Here on Montana Talks. Coming up after this, man, I still got to play the Dan Bongino, Tim Sheehy interview. But coming up after this, we've got a great guest talking immigration policy. Joey Chester up next.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a couple of messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. Let's see the first one here from Shane in East Helena. Good morning and mega dittos, Aaron. The longer Joe Biden sticks around, the harder it is to get him off the ballot. And lucid, power-hungry Joe ain't going nowhere. Kamala isn't going to step aside for no one either. Shane says this, now as Republicans, we need to do all we can to ensure it is Joe and Kamala on that ballot and no one else. The Democrats dug this hole when they stole 2020. Now let them die in it, is the message from Shane in East Helena. Let's see. Kestrel in Billings says this. If Kamala does end up running, you can bet we'll be told she won the election by over 81 million votes. Count on it. That's from Kestrel in Billings. Let's see. Marie in Columbia Falls called in, left a comment with our producer. Tim Sheehy and Tester's floats were in the Kalispell parade. Nobody cheered for Tester's float. They were cheering loudly for Tim Sheehy. That's a good sign there. That's a very good sign there. All right, let's see. I thought we had Joey Chester from, he's now with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. I thought he was scheduled to join us right now at this time, but we might have gotten our calendar dates a little messed up. So anyway, we'll see if he calls in here shortly. If not, we will drive on because actually, I told you earlier, I've got permission from Dan Bongino's producers to share the audio of his conversation with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Let me play a little portion of this.
And we lose this or don't. If Donald Trump wins and we lose this or don't get the Senate, we don't have it now, or we lose the House and don't take the Senate, Donald Trump will be impeached on day one. We have to get the Senate and one seat that there's absolutely no excuse for us to lose is in the incredibly beautiful, gorgeous state of Montana. The Republican running right now against the hapless, helpless, far left liberal Soviet John Tester is a guy by the name of Tim Sheehy. He is a great candidate. He is going to be a United States Senator. He is here with us today. Tim, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Dan. Couldn't have said it better myself. You know, the road to saving America does run right through the Senate. We have to win this race, and we need everyone's support to do it.
At Tim's website, by the way, is timformt.com, short for Montana, timformt.com. Please check it out. That way you can follow up. Tim, listen, I've been on the air a long time. My podcast is, 10 years old now. It's going to be in 2025. I only bring that up, not to impress you, who cares, but I have been puzzled about John Tester forever. He's in Montana. I mean, you may find a state as patriotic, but you're not going to find one more. They love their guns. They love life. They love economic freedom. And yet this fake, phony fraud keeps managing to get elected over there. There is nothing people from Montana believe in that John Tester believes in. He's bought and sold by lobbyists. This guy's entire agenda is a lobbyyist agenda.
I correct myself. F from the NRA, 100% in lockstep with Joe Biden. Everything he does, he voted against every single Trump judicial nominee, sank multiple Trump cabinet secretary. Let's not forget what happened to Ronnie Jackson when Ronnie would have been a fantastic secretary for the VA. Esther single-handedly thanked that appointment because he wanted a pro-federal employee union VA secretary. So, he sank Ronnie Jackson. He is 100% Planned Parenthood, 100%, not 80 or 90. He didn't get a B or a C. He gets an A-plus from Planned Parenthood for supporting them every single time. And the worst thing he's done, which is affecting Montana in spades every single day, and he has voted repeatedly to keep our border open. You know, when Joe Biden inherited his administration and the status of this nation from Donald Trump, he could have done this one thing for the border, and that was nothing. He could have done absolutely nothing on the border, and it would have been fine. Instead, he chose to enact the most radical pro-crime, pro-criminal agenda in the history of this nation, and John Tester literally voted to support him every single step of the way. He voted to continue funding illegal migrant flights, voted not to deport criminal, violent, illegal aliens, voted against the Laken Riley Act. But of course now, 5 months, from election, he's running to secure the border. He's holding Joe Biden accountable for his failures. Well, where have you been for the last 20 years? He's been in elected office, over 25 years. He's been in the U.S. Senate for 18 years, yet he assumes zero responsibility for the...
All right, there you go. So that's part of what Navy SEAL veteran and Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy had to say on Dan Bongino's program. I'll share more highlights here in the days ahead. Okay, we do now have Joey Chester on the phone lines. Joey Chester, great guy. Grew up in the Flathead Valley, and I got to know him when he was doing some political work back here in Montana a few years ago. He now works in Washington, D.C. for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Joey, great to hear from you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Aaron, it's great to be with you.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you got a chance to hear a little bit about what Tim Sheehy had to say on with Dan Bongino recently here, but, I mean, he absolutely nailed two-faced John Tester. But from your standpoint, tell us what you're doing now with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They're a heavy hitter when it comes to border security back in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. FAIR is in its 45th anniversary this year, fighting to secure our borders and return to normal when it comes to border security. The last 3.5 years have been absolute madness, and John Tester hasn't done anything to help that. You know, he continues to pretend that he's some advocate for border security when he's not. He pushed for the Senate border security deal, which would have done nothing but mandate open borders and the continued abuse of Biden's executive authority. So FAIR is here in D.C. We go down to the border. I've been to New York City to witness the migrant crisis, and we're trying to hold lawmakers and the president accountable and, like I said, fight for real immigration reform.
Yeah, I know every year you guys do a big Radio Row event with radio talk show hosts from across the country, and I've been honored to get invites to that event. One of these years I need to definitely make it back there for that event. Yeah, especially with FAIR, because you guys are real hardliners on this topic, and hardline is what we need right now. Man, what are the latest numbers you're hearing? 10 million, 15 million illegal aliens piling into this country? The truth is we don't even know what those actual numbers are. We don't even know the total number of actual terrorists that have gotten away crossing our southern border.
Yeah, Aaron, that's part of the problem. So we know that we have over 10 million illegal crossings. We have at least 1.8 million known gotaways. And what's really scary are the people that we simply just don't know that crossed our borders, the ones that successfully evaded detection. Those are usually the people that have good reason to evade detection. Now, you know, Montana's along the northern border, and that's where we're seeing most of the known or suspected terrorists trying to get into the country. They're headed to the northern border, and I think part of that is because the border is just massive. Biden has redirected a lot of agents off the line up north and sent them down to the southern border, and that has created a super vulnerable situation along that just massive 5,500-mile-long northern border. It's very alarming. People are talking about the surge. We're seeing a massive surge in people heading to the northern border. In fact, last month actually sent a record for crossers at the northern border, while Biden tries to take a victory lap and say his executive action is working.
Exactly. So what's your actual title now with the Federation for American Immigration Reform? And just talk about what this means to be a Montana kid who's now, you know, trying to help tackle one of the biggest issues facing our country.
Yeah, so I'm the communications manager at FAIR. It is a very surreal and incredible experience for me. You know, when you grow up in a small town in Montana, and then to think to be in the nation's capital, and you know, I feel like I'm part of the fight for the future of the country. And so, you know, every day when I drive into work and I go past the monuments and past the Capitol, and I just think how blessed I am to be here. And, you know, I think too, being from Montana, you know what real America is like, and you hear from people who have been impacted by this crisis, and you relate to people all across the country who are being impacted by the border crisis every single day, you know, these heartland Americans. So I think it gives me a really interesting perspective on this fight. And, you know, I'm having a great time. Of course, you know, Washington, D.C. is no comparison to Montana. I, you know, would much rather be spending all my time in Montana. But like I said, Aaron, I'm blessed to be here. We actually have a, I don't know if you've seen our cost study that we do, but we have a breakdown of state by state.
Oh, interesting.
The Montana one right now.
Yeah, hold that thought. Joey Chester, we got to take a quick break here, but I definitely want to hear some Montana specific numbers. So stand by. We'll come back to you right after the break.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
He had a full week of preparation time for this. The worst part, though, is the stare. When they'd have a split screen, and Joe Biden was like staring, this very empty vessel stare of his, vacant stare, and at times incoherent. It was painful, but it's also scary that everybody's known about this. Our enemies know about it. Our top geopolitical foes know about it. Terrorists around the world know about it. And they see a president of the United States of America this pathetically compromised. He's compromised physically. He's got no stamina. And he's a complete cognitive mess.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing madness is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D now. Now.
7227 Rachel Road, just north of Miller's Horse Palace. Yellowstone Valley Rock Supply, Rocking Montana since 2016.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I'm glad to hear he's got some Montana-specific numbers. I mean, we always want to cover these big national news topics, especially something like border security and illegal immigration, because we know that Montana is a border state, not just a northern border state with Canada. But unfortunately, we've got a lot of problems here with fentanyl, the drugs, the drug cartels. So we're practically a southern border state at this point when it really comes down to it. Joey Chester grew up in the Flathead Valley, now with FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Tell us about some of the Montana-specific numbers you got, Joey.
Yeah, Aaron. So FAIR has a cost study where we break down the cost of illegal immigration to American taxpayers. And in Montana alone, it's costing Montana taxpayers an additional $52 million per year to pay for illegal immigration in the state of Montana. And that works out to the average cost to Montanans is about $5,200 per illegal alien is what they're spending. That's $35 million on education, an additional $5 million on police, legal, and corrections. Because what happens is, you know, illegal alien shows up in the state and they're entitled to a taxpayer-funded education. And so if you have a kid that speaks Spanish, or maybe he's from a country in Eastern Europe, well, you have to hire a teacher that can translate for that student. student and teach them. So even if you have, say, five illegal alien children in one school district and they all speak a different language, that's five additional teachers that you have to hire and pay for. And you know, Montana, some of these school districts are tiny. Their budgets are not big. And so a very small number of illegal aliens can have a huge impact on a state like Montana. And that's just talking about the numbers. I mean, you see the drugs that are coming in, fentanyl is a massive problem. There's been some illegal alien crime stories that we've seen even in Montana. I know Montana is a border state with Canada, but like you said, the southern border is having a big impact on places like Montana. No place is off limits from this crisis. Every community is feeling it.
That's right. No, well, I'll tell you what, if you can email me more of those Montana-specific numbers, I want to get those on our Montana Talks website because people need to know how their money is going to non-citizens and how it's impacting them and why, how it's driving inflation and so much more. Joey Chester, the big question, we just did a big border security statewide tour with a retired Border Patrol chief alongside Americans for Prosperity Montana about a week and a half ago. The big question was mass deportations. Everybody wants to see it happen. The question is, how do we do it? With about 90 seconds, what would you say?
Well, it's definitely going to be a logistical challenge. I think it's possible. I think one big thing you need to do is cut out all the benefits that illegal aliens get, and you're going to force people to start to leave. Send a message by building the wall and not letting people cross illegally. People will start to leave. Then you find and you remove illegal aliens, the people who are not here lawfully. And it'll take some time, but I think between the combination of just people naturally leaving because you dry up the benefits and then finding the rest and sending them home, I think you have a really good plan to get rid of these people. And it's going to be a huge savings to taxpayers. America will be safer, and it will not be rewarding people who break the law.
Well said all around. The deterrent effect, not only when you start with the criminal illegals, deport them, but then on top of that, take away the money that they're given by we the people, and then that will be a deterrent effect and will cause a self-deportation in big numbers as well. Joey Chester, great to catch up with you, and hope you make it back to Montana soon. Thanks so much for being with us here this morning on Montana Talks. We've got phone lines open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour for you.